technology had just reached the point, because of air-cooled engines, that airplanes could suddenly fly long distances. And that really captivated global imagination and was a really, really entrancing prospect. There were lots and lots of other teams of crews of people, all in better, bigger, better equipped planes. And then from out of nowhere, this kid from Minnesota that nobody's ever heard of flies in a single engine plane, you know, no navigator, no co-pilot, no one to help him. Everybody thought it was suicide and that he was crazy. He looked like he was 18 years old. He looked like a nice kid. He was a nice human being. He's 25 and really no experience. He'd only been flying for 4 years. The whole world was just breathless with this excitement. When he landed safely, the whole world erupted in an outburst of joyousness that I really don't think has ever been duplicated anywhere. And it's weird, if you read biographies of Lindbergh or Ruth or any of the other people that feature in the book, there's often very little reference to the other things that are going on simultaneously. So it's, you know, Henry Ford was stopped making the Model T and started making the Model A, which was a huge thing at the time, or that the Great Mississippi Flood was happening, or that they were filming The Jazz Singer, the first talking picture.
Wait a minute, I tell you, you ain't heard nothing. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye. Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry.
Jolson was, from our perspective, was a slightly odd choice because he doesn't seem all that great. I mean, it doesn't seem like this is a fantastic entertainer. This guy is not Frank Sinatra, you know. His voice is slightly grating, and his manner was, you know, very hammy and over the top and all of that. So it's hard to understand why he was, you know, such a popular entertainer, but he absolutely was.
I'm wondering, if you looked at any year very closely, would you find fascinating things, or is 1927, standalone, standout?
Yeah, well, that's really interesting and a very valid question to ask. Yes, because if you took any, you know, year or any 6 month period, of course you'd find notable events. You'd find things that were, you know, people that were reaching their creative peaks within that period. But what drew me to 1927, the summer of 1927, was that it was all to do with a kind of euphoria, mostly. I mean, almost everything, a lot of it was of no lasting consequence. I mean, a lot of, you know, it was the peak year for flagpole sitting, for instance. I mean, this is not something that changed the world. But in their own ways, these were still momentous events.
Writing a book about the summer of 1927 and all the things that happened in it, it seems the biggest challenge would be connecting all these stuff. 1,000 disparate events occur in 1927, summer of 1927, and it's your job to somehow wrangle them up, lasso them together, and turn them into a train.
You know, that's a really interesting question, but I didn't know what I was getting into. I mean, I really didn't think about it. I thought, because I was dealing with a summer, that it would be quite compact and manageable, and it would be, you know, you're dealing with chronology after all, so, you know, what happened in May, and then what happened in June, what happened in July. But what I discovered was that, you know, all of these stories are ongoing, and it didn't feel like I was making a train at all. It was more like I had so many wind-up toys that were going off in different directions all the time. You know, kind of enchanting little wind-up toys, but you wind them up and off they go, and then, you know, that's May, you've got six little stories going, and then June comes along and you add six more, and suddenly, you know, by the end of the summer, I've got 30 little wind-up toys, and I'm trying to keep control of all of them. It was a challenge. And then winding it all up, making it seem as if it was coming to a satisfactory conclusion was hard. Because, of course, every single person that was in there, their lives went on. I mean, to them, the summer of 1927 was just another summer. I mean, their lives were part of a long continuum that went way beyond that.
I'm speaking with Bill Bryson. His new book is One Summer, America 1927. Thanks so much for talking.
It's been my pleasure, Peter. Thank you.
Away from you, you don't know just how sad it makes me.